Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Pidal, the Noiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, in the middle of Halacha base, starting at the top of the Amud. So we just learned about Pruzul, the idea that Hillel HaZaken was Misakin established the concept called Pruzul, that is a shtar, or words that a person says, that he will not have a problem of Shemitah, and the money that people owe him will still remain after the end of Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chuno. I had a question for Rabbi Yaakov Baruch. According to Mandoma, the holds that today Maisus and Eretz Yisrael is Midivar Torah, meaning that Eretz Yisrael has the Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael even today, and now the Gemara understands applies to Shemitah as well. The Hillel Matkel Dvar Torah, so Hillel goes and does something against the Torah. The Torah says there is Shemitah, and you say there's no Shemitah. Omar Beisi, V'chi Mish'osh, Golu Yisrael, Lebovil, Lo Niftaru Min HaMitzah Tluyus Boharetz. When Am Yisrael went to Galus, they don't have to keep mitzvahs that are in Eretz Yisrael. But whatever it's not totally borrowed, whatever it's not doesn't belong to Eretz Yisrael, you do have to keep. The fact that loans expire in Shemitah has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. That is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. So why are you saying that according to Mandomar, the holds of Mises today is in Divrei Torah? That's where you have a question. Even according to the other Mandomar, there's no reason that Shvaz Ksofim should be only a Derabbanan. Simon Chazor Abisi, Vomis Abisi changed his mind and said, "Vezed v'ashmita shemoit." The pasuk says, "V'ashmita shemoit." What the two shmitas? Peshah she'ashmita noeges dvar toiro. When you have a shmita min a toiro, so then ashmet ksofim noeg ben boretz ben mechutzoretz. Then you have shmita of money, of loans, and that's going to be dvar toiro. Upeshah she'ashmita noeges min divrayim. But if the shmita in Eretz Yisrael is only there abanon, the shmita of the land. Hashmat Ksafim Noeg Bin Baritz and Mechutz Aretz Midivrayim. So also the Shemitah of Ksafim, of money, of loans, is only Midera Bana. Continues the Gemara and says, Tamun Amin, there we say, Hafil Kamandama and Maestros Dvar Torah, even if you hold the Maestros of Eretz Yisrael has been a Torah today, Moite Be Shemitah Shemidivrayim. Shemitah is Dera Bana. The Tani, we learn, Vizet Vara Shemitah Shemoit, again to two Shemitahs. Rabbi Yerimi Shnei Shemitah Malolo, what is the Shemitah Shemoit? Shemitah v'yovel, different drasha than we said before. So this is about Shemitah and the yovel that comes in the 50th year. Peshasha yovel noeg Shemitah negas. When you have yovel, you have Shemitah. That's all midvar toyo. Poskoy yovel is, but if you don't have a yovel, Shemitah negas midivrayim. It's only midera banon. So today Shemitah b'zman hazeh, according to this, is midera banon. The Shemitah negas so is midera banon. And Masai poskoy yovel says the most. When really yovel stopped? Says more because it says in the pasuk Yeshveo bezman she Yeshveo aleo. Dafka when the Am Yisrael is sitting on Eretz Yisrael. Lo bezman she goim teuchah. Now when they went to Galus, hayu aleo v'yu meubavim. If they were there but they were mixed up, Shevet Yehuda beBinyamin, Shevet Binyamin beYehuda. They're putting the Shevet of Yehuda sitting with Binyamin, Binyamin and Yehuda. They're not sitting in their cities that are designated for them. Yichol yu yoivel stoyagim. Could be there will be yoivel. Tomulei ma Yeshveo lechol Yeshveo. Says lechol Yeshveo means that it's they have to be in the right place. Says the Gemara, according to this, the Tzata Oimer, you learn from here, Kevan Shegalu Shevis Ruvin, Vegad, Vechatzi Sheda Menashe, the minute the first Golus happened to Am Yisrael, the 2.5 Shvatim went away, but Lo Yoivis, there was no more Yoivil. There's no more Yoivil, according to Rabbi, so there's no more Shemitah. And mainly the Shemitah we have is only Der Rabbanon, therefore Hillel can come and establish Pruzbul, because it's only a Din Der Rabbanon. And that's basically what we said before, that the Shemitah of money depends on the Shemitah of the land, and the Shemitah of the land is Derabanan, Shemitah's money is also Derabanan. Continues the Gemara in the Pidal Amud Beis. V'zeo gufo shel pruzvul. This is the Lashon HaPruzvul. V'chizkio b'shem avir mio, v'afil nisunin b'roimi. Even if his shtaris, if his documents are in Rome, he can say, my documents belong, go to Beis Din. Or another pshat, even if the Beis Din is in Rome, he can say, I'm giving the documents to the Beis Din over there. Rabob sh'rabonin de tamon. He says the name of Rabbani of there, of the Bavil, Shloisha Shedonu, we have three people that made a din, Umeisechamem, one of them died, one of the Dayonim died, Choismim Bishtaim, they signed both of them, Voimrim Afal Pishech, Tamnu Bishtaim, Denonu Bishloisha. You could say, we only two people signed, but when we did the din, we were three. Bimoisov Slosa Avino, we were three, but we're signing only two, and it's fine to have two out of the three signed, as long as three were doing the base din. Look at our Mishnah, it sounds like that, because it says about Dayonim Chosim Lamato Edim. Who signs below the Pruzul? The Dayonim or the Edim? Asher, the Edim and Dayonim, the same amount, they're both two people. So, you learn the regular Dinim from Pruzul? Maybe Pruzul or Rabbanim more make up. You found a brace, a clear brace. He who midas adin lomen de prizul. Midas adin does learn for prizul. You learn a different dinim from prizul. If the borrower doesn't have a karka, doesn't have a land, but the people that owe him money, owe the borrower money, they do have a karka. Then you do write a prizul on this loan. Hey, Chavido, what's exactly the case? The Gemara explains very clearly. Reuven chayev l'Shimon. Levi chayev l'Reuven. So Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Levi owes money to Reuven. Reuven ain't l'karka, the first borrower doesn't have a land. Ula Levi yesh lo karka, but Levi does have a land. Koisim l'Shimon al nechostav shel Levi. So you do write a prizul for Shimon. Can you do a prizul for Shimon because there's land for Levi? So even though the one who owes money to Shimon is Reuven, but because Levi owes to Reuven, Levi owes to Shimon as well. That's what's called shibudu de'amnasan, which means when I have one person owing to another and the third person owing to the first, so then the lender could go straight to the second borrower, and therefore the land that the second borrower has is good enough for the purpose of Prusbul. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf